are listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. We're going to get our kicks. We're going to have big fun. Because we're off and running to respected Ladyland.
No matter what you do, no matter what you say, I've had enough of you. I'm going to break away. Because baby, I'm off and I'm running just as far as I can go. I've had it up to here and I'm one out. I'm going to get my kicks. I'm going to have me fun. Not going to take your tricks. My life has just begun.
Teen singing sensation, Little Patty. I'm middle-aged non-singing sensation, DJ Action Slacks, delivering stacks of hot wax from the 1950s through the 1970s with a focus on the contributions of women during that time period, which I call the golden age of the record industry. Welcome to the Respected Ladyland Radio Project. On this episode, we'll be listening to the music of Ms. Toni Wine, hit songwriter, vocalist, secret singing superstar. Yes, not only did Toni Wine sing the vocal parts of both Betty and Veronica on Archie's hits like Sugar Sugar, she also sang as an uncredited member of Tony Orlando's Dawn on their first LP. Not to mention, she was the voice of the singing cat in the original Meow Mix jingle in 1974. You know, meow, 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 meow. Iconic. And then her impressive songwriting career. But before we dive into detail about Toni Wine's extraordinary life as a songwriter, I want to take some time out to listen to her voice. Because even though her biggest hits were released under other people's names, her voice is often identifiable. So let's take a listen. In the first set, we'll hear Toni delivering her 1967 version of River Deep Mountain High. And we'll also hear Toni's arresting vocals on conductor Herb Bernstein's version of Bang Bang from 1969. Wait for it, because it's really good. And Toni singing her own country soul song, Sisters in Sorrow, in 1970. But first we'll jingle jangle our way into this with The Archies from 1969, featuring Toni Wine delivering the line, sing me, baby. And to that, I say, sing it, sister!
Sing the jingle jangle.
Da 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 da.
Sing the jingle jangle.
Da 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 da.
Sing. stronger if I try. It's my true heart I'm showing, or my nose would be growing. You know that it gets longer when I lie. Singing la 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 la.
Sing me, sing me, sing me.
La 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 la.
Jingle, jingle,
jangle. La 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 la
la. Sing it, baby.
La 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 la. Being kind of pretty and down here in the city, find it isn't easy to be smart. Trying to untangle the jingle from the jangle. It's easy if you listen with your heart. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on,
la, la, la.
This is X-Ray. Wine from 1970. And of course, you heard Tony Wine singing with Herb Bernstein's New Crusade in 1969 on Bang Bang / If You Go Away. Exceptional vocal performances by Tony Wine, our spotlight artist for this episode of the respected Ladyland Radio Project. Before pursuing her recording career, Toni Wine was just your typical young girl growing up in the Washington Heights neighborhood of New York City during the 1950s. Yep, just your typical little girl attending the Juilliard School of Music, studying classical piano as a child prodigy. Just your typical girl. According to an article in Teenville magazine from 1964, Toni Wine began her studies at Juilliard at age 7. She signed on as a staff writer for Cold Picks Records by the time she was 16, but she had been writing and recording demos since she was actually 14. Incredible. Eventually, she would score songwriting credits on multiple iconic records from the mid to late 1960s. Oh, we're gonna hear three songs co-written by Tony Wine. The first is by The Cookies from 1963. Tony is the primary writer on this song, and it's her first released songwriting credit. Age 16. Crazy. Here are The Cookies.
Oh,
from 1965 with Fine, Fine, Fine. Songs credited to Tony Wine as a songwriter. In the background, the Fame Gang with their instrumental rendition of one of the biggest hits of 1969, Sugar Sugar by the Archies, a secret studio vocal group providing singing vocals for the cartoon characters from the Archie comics. Tony Wine provided the singing vocals for Betty and Veronica in that group and was featured on that hit record, Sugar Sugar. I'm gonna make your life so sweet. That's the line she sang. Better than me. Hello, I'm DJ Action Slacks. You're listening to the Respected Ladyland Radio Project, born out of my decades laboring as a woman in the music, nightlife, and radio industry. For most of that time, I witnessed women being shoved into the shadows, dismissed, disregarded, exploited, or treated as an inconvenience. And most of all, simply undervalued. Of course, I've experienced all of those things myself many, many times, but I've refused to be silenced. This radio project is my way of acknowledging the contributions of other women who deserved more attention, and to perhaps claim a certain solidarity with them. Because as much as I wish gender wasn't a factor in our experiences in this nation, it has been, and it continues to be. Now, if you're interested in learning more about me, what I do in Portland and beyond, feel free to check out my website, djactionslacks.com. Alright, I'm turning the spotlight back onto Tony Wine and into another set of songs she helped to write. I've been presenting her songs roughly in chronological order, so you can hear the progression in the attitude towards relationships growing less idealistic, a little more complicated. She teamed up with several folks over the years, but there are two writing partners with whom she found repeated songwriting magic. Erwin Levine and Carol Bayer. The first two tunes of this set are Tony Wine, Carol Bayer tunes. I'm pretty sure you'll recognize the first one. This is my favorite version, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells from 1966.
I can feel your heartbeat, I can hear you breathing.
listening to X-Ray FM, where radio is yours.
You've been writing just once too often, and you're cheating on me twice before. You just say all your lies and your alibis, 'cause your baby don't want you no more. Oh, finders, keepers, lose all we were.
Jones from 1966. Up next, the Chiffons with an Irwin Levine Tony Wine song with vocal arrangements by Tony Wine on Respected Ladyland.
Let's make this a night to remember, a very special night to remember. Fun and games by candlelight.
Change your mind, you came on back, telling me once was the time. Every happiness was mine. I couldn't wake up every day and you'd be there. But all at once you were gone, and I tried to carry on. I convinced myself that you no longer care. I let it change your heart, change your mind. Wasn't love till I gave love to you. It's too good to be true. Gotta change your heart, change your mind. You came on back, telling me you've been mine. Change your heart, change your mind. You changed my world, now the sun can shine. Change your heart, change your mind.
Sandy Posey, pop music queen of Memphis, with the Doc Pomus Tony Wine song Your Conception of Love, presumably recorded at Chips Moman's American Studios in Memphis. Tony Wine married Chips Moman in 1971 and became interwoven into his production team. I'm DJ Action Slacks, interwoven into the Pacific Northwest music scene since 1996. Crazy. You've been listening to the music of songwriter, vocalist, arranger, and occasional uncredited producer, Ms. Tony Wine. By the way, this radio show is called the Respected Ladyland Radio Project. I have several favorite Tony Wine songs, but the two I love the most are products of the struggle for civil rights. Each focuses on the challenges of women getting ahead in a bigoted world. The song Candida was inspired by Tony's experiences becoming entrenched in Spanish Harlem. It's intended to be an inspirational anthem about breaking free of societal limitations. There's a whole story around the development of the hit version of Candida. Tony Orlando was a childhood friend of Tony Wine, and she recruited him to sing the song as part of an anonymous studio group. But the record took off, leading to the development of a real group, Tony Orlando and Dawn. Tony Wine was a studio voice for the first Dawn album, and the early hits. Candida ended up becoming a huge hit and a Latin soul standard of the era. I actually collect versions of that song because I love it so much. The version you will hear in this next set was recorded by a different studio group and released at the same time as the Tony Orlando version, but Tony's became the hit. But before you hear Candida, you'll hear another song. One of the most beautiful records ever released. Black Pearl was written by Tony Wine and Irwin Levine and produced by Phil Spector. The song is intended to acknowledge the unique challenges experienced by black women in the 1960s and, of course, the time leading up to the civil rights era. It's truly a gem for the ages. And such sweet vocals from Sonny Charles and the Checkmates. Here they are from 1969.
Mama.
You've been working so hard.
Otherwise known as Saint Cecilia from 1970 with their version of Candida. I'm DJ Action Slacks. I'd like to thank you for hanging out with me in respected Ladyland. Our visit will be coming to an end soon. But don't forget, you can always visit respected Ladyland at your convenience by visiting the archives. Link to my website, djactionslacks.com, under the radio show section. And feel free to share it with your friends. The more, the merrier. Let's have a party in respected Ladyland. Lord knows we could use more fun these days. Turned on and tuned in to the mind-expanding radio station, X-Ray FM. To conclude this retrospective of the career of Toni Wine without touching on her country soul era of the late 1960s and early 70s, you know, that could probably be an entire episode in itself, but for now, we're just going to listen to these gorgeous examples of Toni Wine country soul songs. First, by Gwen McCrae, one of the greatest vocalists of the 1970s, and then by Toni Wine herself. And I do want to apologize for my scratchy record in advance.
Well, okay. The man says he really loves me, yeah. I like him too. Affection and kindness creates a warm desire, but baby, he's not you, he's not you, he's not you, no, no. Let me say his kisses, they really get inside me, eh? That ain't a bad thing to be into. Sympathy and understanding makes me really want him. But wanting ain't needed. Darling, he's not you. That's when I know that we're apart. I tell myself to take it from love, but I just can't persuade my heart. Hey, number one, why don't you come home and do me just like the way you used to do? He treats me like a lady, so damn tired of being a lady. I just got to feel like a woman, baby. He's not you, he's not you, no. He's not you, no, no, no.
Again with Italian vocalist Vanna Scott with another Tony Wine classic. Take care.
E tu sei sempre giù e piangi sempre tu. Se non ti tiri su, io non ti ascolto.
Sempre su di me, tu vieni a rompersi qui.
FM.